Let's do another short segment of Motoring with Mark. I don't know what happened to this property. It was on the market in 2018, mid to late 2018, over 4 months, and it was came off the market. Started at $945,000, reduced to $825,000. Bank-owned property, only cash, no financing available. Well, when that happens, sometimes it's because there are issues with the property. Maybe they know that an appraiser won't go in there and he'll look at the fact that there's no roof or no walls or no foundation, crumbling, won't loan on the property. This one says that there is deferred maintenance. This one says there is deferred maintenance, but I don't think that's the big picture. The big picture is the property line. They're selling 9.74 acres, steep acres. And you have a 3,500 square foot house built in 1999, four bedrooms, two and a half baths, 3,500 square feet, built in 1999. But you have an issue with the property line. Well, what could the issue be? You have 9.74 acres. It's probably not fenced. Could be, but, you know, so where is the property line? Well, you know, when you buy a house in Santa Barbara, Goleta, usually it's kind of mapped out and, you know, people rarely check and get a survey. It really pays sometimes to get a survey. But this property line issue is something I've never seen before. They're calling it a major lot line encroachment. The east property line bisects the house with 40% of the house on the neighbor's property. Buyer to cure after close of escrow. Wow, I've never heard of that before. So the 3,500 square foot house, if 40% is on the neighbor's property, you have 2,100 square feet on the subject property. And then with setbacks, you probably have less than that. Now, if it was built in the 40s, I could understand it. But it was built in 1999. So if you think you have problems, that should put things in perspective. That's a big oops. I don't know how it happened. And who is the neighbor and how was this discovered? And is the neighbor very agreeable? You know, I don't know anything about it. Either it was too much of a project or he wasn't very agreeable or, it has an avocado orchard, 450 trees. Let's see what the water has a private water system in, septic. So it seems like for the right price, you know, you could figure something out. I mean, what's the land alone worth? What if you had to demo the whole house? Is there another building pad? But just talk about a big oops. I mean, oh my goodness. I feel so sorry for everyone involved. So I hope they managed to figure it out. I didn't check the county courthouse records, and I should. You know, maybe it did sell, just didn't get reported to MLS. So I'll do that for next week. And so that goes under the heading, if you think you have problems, don't worry about it. Mark Schneibman's Radio Real Estate. Let's see. Is that the only Motoring with Mark? I can tell you this one. In a house, this brand new house, new construction. And do you ever see these front doors that are glass with wrought iron and inserts of glass? This happened to be smoke glass, so you get a little privacy, but it felt open. How much would you pay for a door, front door like that?
$500.
Add another $3,500 and you'll get $4,000. And that's what they paid for that door. $500 would get you the doggy door in the back patio, Richard. Prices are going up and down. Okay, up and up, I should say. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.